From July, the federal government will ban liquid nicotine imported from overseas for personal use. This would leave smokers only with cigarettes and supplements. But advocates say it's a win for public health in Australia. Eduardo Jordan has more.
In Australia, liquid nicotine is banned from being produced or sold under the Therapeutics Goods Act. But any smoker can import liquid nicotine for personal use. Now the federal government will impose a ban on the product. CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia, Terry Slevin, welcomes a new regulations on liquid nicotine. He says this will address health concerns about young Australians vaping using e-cigarettes.
Now, nicotine is a new substance, and we wouldn't want to see young people taking up vaping for two reasons. One is we're still unsure of the long-term health consequences of vaping. It's only a relatively new phenomenon. It may well result in people in some decades down the track suffering health effects, as is the case with smokers. The second concern is that it may well be that young people taking up vaping may be a pathway by which they become addicted to nicotine and then move on to tobacco leaf cigarettes. So there's a couple of good reasons to be concerned if there's a significant uptake of vaping by young people, and we've seen that in the last few years in Australia.
But GPs will continue prescribing liquid nicotine for their patients.
There's research being done about how effective vaping is as a tool to assist smokers to quit. Some supports that contention, some doesn't support that contention. But it's important to understand that the change in the federal legislation doesn't stop people who are properly qualified medical practitioners who are prescribing e-cigarettes with nicotine in them as a vehicle to help smokers to quit. That's still available for medical practitioners to prescribe.
Mr. Slevin says the new legislation is a win from a public health perspective.
This legislation leaves the door open for a potential benefit, but again, reinforcing the fact that there's still legitimate scientific debate about whether that does serve that purpose well. While restricting access to what is a dangerous poison for young people who, for the most part, have very, very low levels of smoking, and these e-cigarette products are being promoted to them in the way that cigarettes were promoted to young people 20, 30, 40 years ago. So from a public health point of view, we very much support the government's position on this, and we congratulate them for the stance that they've taken.
He also says new regulations will help young smokers to quit.
The benefits are simple in as much as it restricts the capacity of young people who get sucked into the marketing by the people who are desperate to sell these products from them potentially being exposed to a dangerous product. Now, we know that nicotine is a scheduled poison. We know it has adverse health effects. But nonetheless, this is a product that's being promoted as being cool and looking groovy, but it's also being depicted as being harmless. And I think it's dangerous to suggest that e-cigarettes are harmless.
While some e-smokers are concerned about the ban, the Public Health Association of Australia recommends quitting smoking, saying there are many options available to do it.
There's a whole range of options available for smokers for nicotine replacement, and they're on the supermarket shelves that we all go to every day. So there's a broad range of smoking cessation devices that are about nicotine replacement. And the other reality is for those who believe that this is the only device that's helpful for them to quit smoking, they can see their doctor and under proper medical supervision gain access to them. But of course there's concerns for those smokers to switch their addictions from leaf tobacco to e-cigarettes, and then there's a question to be asked about what the long-term effect of that is.
CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia, Terry Slevin, ending that story by Eduardo Jordan.